Okay, in this podcast, I want to talk to you about reasons to swim with others. Now, in a previous podcast, I talked about why to swim alone. Why you may consider swimming alone, or just to encourage you if you have been swimming alone, reasons to do that. In this one, we want to talk about reasons to swim with others. Now, there's two scenarios. Let's take two main scenarios. One is you're swimming with people who have trained in a similar way as you, and so you're already on the same page, like particularly if you're a TI swimmer and you happen to be with a friend or spouse or companion who's also done TI, then you're both having some similar understanding of focal points and skills and drills and how to practice and what to practice. And you're on the same page, so then you can kind of come to an agreement, hey, let's work on this and let's do these things. So you could do the same activities together and somewhat parallel or in line, one person following the other and doing those activities, particularly if you're at work, if you need to work on the same skills and you're about the same fitness level, then you can handle swimming the same kind of quantities and same intensities. So that's obviously a very pleasant scenario because you're with somebody, you're on the same page, you share the same values and the same interests. And swimming with someone else like that, training with someone else, can be very rewarding, very encouraging, because not only are you feeling accountable, you're feeling encouraged. It's really pleasant and motivating to be with somebody else who agrees with you and sees things the same way that you do, shares the same values. So that's going to be a very encouraging scenario to work in. The other scenario that you may find yourself in is if you want to join the practices or other people that are not TI swimmers, that don't share the same understanding of skills and drills and focal points and the same values for swimming, and they don't really understand how to work on qualities while they're also working with quantities. Most of these practices that you go to, I'm sure there are exceptions, and I hope there are exceptions where there's masters and other coaches out there who really understand how to train skills in the midst of their workouts and not just treat those separately. But they do seem to be pretty rare, and I usually get people coming that are complaining or sad or just realize the reality out there is that, well, no, they don't find non-TI coaches who know how to teach them technique or how to train technique in the midst of doing more difficult or physically intense practices. So they end up training on their own or coming to us to train with us or to train in one of our practice groups so they can be around other swimmers. But I don't, if you've practiced for a while with your skills and you're building up your fitness in that, I actually would like to encourage you to try practicing with others who don't share the same values as you, or if you have those opportunities, don't necessarily shy away from those, or don't be too snooty. And if you've got friends there, and it's worth making some friendships over, or at least being friendly with people at the pool, you might join them every once in a while and do their workouts, because it can be a really good exercise for you to take your TI skills, take your own personal metrics, you know what your stroke length is and what your tempo range is, and you just take those skills and those focal points that you like to use and those metrics that you use, and you insert those into the practices that they assign. So you may be with another group and they're working on some drills on certain parts of the stroke. Well, just do those things, do those activities with them, but your mind is focused on the skills that you want to work on under the intensity that's been assigned in that group practice. So it could be drill work, which is easy, and then it's easy for you to focus on what you want. And you may need to like negotiate with the coach too. If they say, hey, use a kickboard, you may choose like, no, can I just do that without kickboard? And like, they would probably give you permission to do that. I mean, I think most coaches would be reasonable about that. Or you may want to use fins or not use fins. So again, you might ask or just see what other people are doing and realize and kind of notice how much range you have to modify the activity to suit yourself. Then when you do more intense work and they say, hey, you know, change your intensity, do this moderate and then gradually increase intensity or gradually increase speed, you can do that by choosing to gradually increase your tempo while holding your stroke length. Or you could choose to switch gears with your stroke length, and you could affect the kind of changes in intensity just by changing the metrics you require of yourself. So you're not focused on the effort directly, you're focused on your metrics and executing a certain number of strokes or executing a certain tempo. And maybe you could use your tempo trainer as well. So that's a way to participate and still follow some of your agenda, your values in swimming, while participating with others who may not be focused on those same things. Another good reason to swim with others is, in general, as TI swimmers, we're going to do a lot better at holding ourselves accountable to maintaining certain qualities in our stroke while we're swimming. The downside of that is that's in competition with intensity. So a good reason to work out and do workouts with people who are not oriented that way is they're going to be more loyal to their intensities and the quantities that they're swimming, and that could be a good way to push you out of your comfort zone and force you, in a good way, to work on your qualities under more difficult or uncomfortably intense swimming conditions. And so swimming with others can really push you physically to work harder than you may work on your own. And I would say that's for myself as well, that it is important to be with others so that I can be pushed to swim with more intensity than I might otherwise. Now, I'm pretty good at pushing myself on my own, but the fact is I work with others, and yeah, they're gonna do different things and I'm gonna have to work differently, and that's gonna be difficult in itself. And but it's generally well known that when you work out with others and there's a set workout, there's gonna be times where you're like, you don't feel so energetic, or just that day you're feeling a little distracted or whatever. But you show up with others and there's a practice and they're all gonna do it. You know, you can't just easily like say, I'm not gonna do that, or I'm not gonna do that many. You kind of feel that peer pressure to do the workout. And in those days where you're just feeling a little lazy and it would otherwise be good for you to push it, it's good to have others there that, through peer pressure, whether it's overt or not, just the fact that you have others that are going to be doing it, that can really help you get in and do the work that you otherwise wouldn't make yourself do. And particularly if you're going to be training for a big event, something bigger than you've ever done before, and the training is going to be more difficult and more tiring than it's ever been before, it can be a really good thing to be training with others, because it's going to help to have that group atmosphere pushing you to do the work that you need to do and you know you need to do it. But it would be so much easier to cop out and to compromise if you were by yourself. So that's another reason why it'd be good to train with others. Okay. So those are some ways to think about training with others. Now, when there's times where you're either feeling injury or illness, or there's other emotional reasons, or maybe just to protect your relationship with the water or with your own body, that it's not good to push it, not good to force yourself to do things that you can feel reluctance inside to do, either because of health reasons or mentally or emotionally, you need to just be more calm and more self-centered in that practice. Those would be times that you'd want to resist and maybe not be swimming or doing what the others are doing, or maybe avoid having a group practice at those times. Okay? So there is a reason to avoid that. But you need to differentiate between times you need to protect yourself or protect your interests and other times where you need to let the group push you for your own good, that would really be good for you. All right? So I hope that gives you some ideas of how to judge when and good reasons why you should practice with others. And hopefully if you've got opportunities to do that, you can try it out and just see how it is, right? You're an adult, you can always say, hey, you know, this is working well or this is not working well. I think I'll sit out or I'll stop now. So you have permission from me and yourself to say no at any time. But go try and see what it's like to practice with others. See what it's like in a different swim culture. And just treat it as a tourist a little bit and make some new friends. Maybe you'll also be able to advocate for and promote some of your values and reasons for swimming the way you do. People might appreciate that. Right. I'll talk to you later.